Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast going to be decreasing clouds today, we hope, and a high near 40. Right now in Kenosha, 33 degrees, 31 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 34. It is 35 in Racine. Well, get ready for the chance of maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow beginning yesterday, tomorrow afternoon. AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams says this is all part of a system that'll mainly be hitting parts of Illinois and Michigan.
Looks like the heaviest will go from eastern Illinois and Indiana across into much of West Michigan, and then up into Ontario, and we would be near the fringe of it. If the storm center is closer to us, then we could wind up with a fair amount of snow tomorrow afternoon and night. Right now, it looks like it's just far enough away that we just get... We're predicting 6 to 12 inches, for example, for the Kalamazoo to Battle Creek area.
But whatever we get, Abrams indicates, this is going to disappear by the weekend because we could get into the mid to the maybe upper 40s by that point. A new Caledonia Village Hall proposed east of the Kmart on Douglas Avenue to replace the current Nicholson Road site from back in the 50s, which has mold and no fire suppression system, just to name a few of the problems. It's going to be considered soon by the village board for an initial vote to either set the wheels in motion or to hit the brakes, with apparent support, however, from most taxpayers, at least during a special meeting attended by several dozen last night. Former board member and village president Ron Coots says it's time for this.
I know at the time we were going through, money was tight, things are snug. We tried to keep our taxes down. I mean, we did everything but try to save everything. Things are falling apart, new roofs. Every time we turn around, there's money being spent for the police department trying to fix that. It's overdue, and I think the board should go forward with this project. And I think it's about time we get Caledonia going in the right direction.
Village Administrator Tom Christensen talked about $2.5 million just to build it, maybe some more money toward contingency and other costs. Anderson Ashton's Bill Matthews, which designed the Rochester facility, said their goal, a building that will last with little maintenance and room for expansion.
As much as we possibly can. We want to look at quality. Most people would rather spend a couple extra dollars and buy something that's going to last a lot longer. That's something that we look at. We're looking at more of what the long-term value is going to be. Put some extra money, do it right, and have it last a long time.
Bonding on the project would be for 10 years. If approved, groundbreaking could be in July, completion by the spring of next year. Sales of existing homes in southeast Wisconsin and their median prices continuing a positive ride from last year for the first month of this year, up 10.2% for the region, a 10% price increase. The average now $154,000. Kenosha County sales up 37%. Racine County showing a 9% increase. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee, after a short closed-door session, unanimously approving a wage reopener agreement with the Racine Police Association. It was allowed with a 3-year deal that was approved by the council in October of 2014. City Attorney Scott Letney explaining the reopener language was part of the exchange for the union accepting no raise last year, plus more contributions toward health care and pension. It led to talks for a total increase of 2%. He says, in addition, there will be a modification to the step schedule for new officers.
Steps are automatic increases based upon seniority for new officers. In this case, for the patrol officers, the lowest level officers, any that are hired on or after July 1st of 2016, the step schedule will change from a step every 6 months for the first 2 years to a step every 12 months for 4 years.
The $71,000 in wage increases later this year can likely be absorbed with the current PD budget. The full police union expects to approve the deal. The Common Council's vote is March 1st. Meanwhile, he said talks continue with the firefighters about a similar wage reopener. Lake County, Illinois Circuit Court. The guilty plea comes from 37-year-old Sarah Gumm, a Waukegan woman, accused of causing the death of a Kenosha infant in her care. Charges are that she caused a skull fracture to the 3-month-old child, accused of slamming the baby onto a table. In July of 2012, she gets 23 years in prison. The driver of a car that struck a rearview mirror on a Racine police squad last week was in court yesterday. 19-year-old Jesus Salinas has been charged with attempting to flee police and misdemeanor charges of hit and run. This early last Friday morning, the contact between the two vehicles on Main Street, officer tried to stop the vehicle. It kept going, eventually stopping after some damage to it along Highway 32 in Mount Pleasant. and two Kenosha men accused of setting fires that destroyed a barn and damaged a home, both of them vacant, in the town of Paris last week. Damian Struble and Travis DeLabio, both 21, facing multiple accusations. A passerby noticed the barn on fire last Thursday morning, dispatching several area fire departments. On scene, it was determined there was also a fire in the basement of the nearby home. Barn was a total loss, significant damage to the house. Evidence at the scene led to the arrest of both men. Well, as the controversy over the Highway V water and sewer project rages on in Mount Pleasant, Village Board President Jerry Garski says there will be an informational meeting scheduled soon to discuss the project. He mentioned it last night, says he'll invite a variety of stakeholders to that gathering.
In attendance will be the Village Board, the county executive. I've asked Jim Ladwig from RAMAC, and I'm going to put out to the correct committee for the Highway V residents.
No action will be taken at the meeting, but he hopes it'll answer some of those questions. He hopes to have it scheduled within the next couple of weeks. The Racine Unified School Board's Governance Committee next month will be getting back to the issue of a backup plan for filling board vacancies when there's a tie vote. A scenario front and center, you might remember, some 36 times last year, which led to a state law that allowed the board president to pick somebody. Board member Don Nielsen's proposal, which now undergoes legal scrutiny, calls for a 3-member committee of randomly chosen board members to make that determination if the full board can't do it within 60 days. State legislature approved a bill last year based on what happened in Racine. Now, Racine County does not have an official flag, and the process of creating one took a step forward last night with a public meeting to gather ideas for that design, all part of the county board's Youth in Governance program. Meredith Freenheim, a senior at Case High School who's chairing this flag committee, says she believes the project is off in a good direction. Part of the project, members of the committee meeting with a variety of community leaders to try to get their input, and she says basically the process is moving fairly quickly.
We're meeting next week, March 2nd, to actually start drawing out some flags that we can send into some graphic designers.
The group planning to present the proposals to the county board's administration sometime in April. Oh, and more than 90 students from the Real School in Racine will be learning about the real world of business during a get-together tomorrow morning at 8:15 up until about 2 in the afternoon at Memorial Hall, titled Mini Business World. This is sponsored by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, designed to give students a flavor for the world of business and entrepreneurship as they begin to make critical post-high school decisions. WRJN.com. For our webpage, you can get our local newscasts whenever you want. Just check it out any time of the day. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.